Okay. And let's then check with your traffic. We know that's important to you right now. Ricky Meese?
Yeah, it's a pretty rough ride out there. If you're headed southbound on I-15, speed's starting to really slow down in spots. But your delays are going to stretch all the way right out of the gate from downtown Salt Lake City to Bangor Highway in Draper. Northbound I-15, spots of slowing from Draper to the south interchange. We're starting to see eastbound slowing on I-80, transitioning from 2300 east to I-215. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway, heavy and slow between I-15 and the West Belt. Dave Meekham.
We are watching an accident on Redwood Road in Utah County. This is about a half mile or so south of Pony Express Parkway. They did have the road closed, Redwood Road closed there for a time as they brought in a medical helicopter. The helicopter has since taken off and out of the scene. They've got both lanes opened up again. It looks like the accident is pretty well cleared up already. So they're going to have some delay there in both directions, both north and southbound approaching that area, but it should start to thin out now. You've got delays also southbound on I-15 from SR-92 down to almost Lehigh Main Street, Mark.
Oh, what happened to the KSL travel time? It bumped up now almost to 30 minutes. Salt Lake City to Farmington, northbound I-15. You got some delays south Salt Lake, 2100 south to the north interchange. Then big delays between Farmington and Layton Hills Mall. A wreck is clearing 200 north in Kaysville. Highway 89 northbound delays up into the Fruit Heights area as well. Discover how easy and affordable solar power can be. RX Solar, Utah's largest solar company, offering special zero down, no interest and no payments for 12 months. Solar, it just makes sense. RXSolar.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.